Padre Pio's kindness and occasional sternness have always intrigued many. But what if I told you his approach deeply resonated with Jesus himself? Join me as we delve into his kindness and strength, revealed by a bishop who knew him well. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's insights are drawn from an article in the Voce di Padre Pio magazine, written by Bishop Emeritus Paolo Carta of Foggia. The article primarily focuses on Padre Pio's kindness, but also explores his moments of harshness and how these traits relate to our Lord Jesus Christ, who was Padre Pio's supreme example. Now, Bishop Carta was one of those high-ranking church officials who simply loved Padre Pio. During his 7-year tenure in Foggia, approximately 41 kilometers or 25 miles from San Giovanni Rotondo, the bishop took every opportunity possible to visit Padre Pio. And in that time, he came to know Padre Pio quite well. So let's hear what the bishop had to say. Padre Pio's humility was exemplary, uplifting and moving. However, another virtue, less evident but equally important, was meekness and kindness, modeled after the heart of Jesus. Although some people complained about the harsh treatment they experienced by Padre Pio, understanding the facts can provide a clearer perspective. The same Jesus who said, "I am gentle and humble in heart," and who is infinitely good, patient, and gentle with children, repentant sinners, and the sick, is the same Jesus who drove out the merchants in the temple, called the hypocritical Pharisees a brood of vipers, and even said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." Jesus was meek and gentle, but also knew how to be strong. Similarly, Padre Pio's meekness and gentleness were not negated by his strong reactions against those who approached him out of curiosity, without the sincere intention of turning away from sin, or showing clear signs of fanaticism. For instance, people would arrive with scissors to take snippets of his habit as relics, which, of course, met with his severe approval. Like Jesus, Padre Pio was kind to everyone, except when they were insincere. Then he would be harsh to put them back on the right track. So, concluding that Padre Pio occasionally losing his patience is a sign of his distance from holiness is not a valid conclusion. Moreover, even though Padre Pio had good reasons to be stern, he strived to be as patient and gentle as possible. This is particularly evident in his letters written to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, where Padre Pio expressed guilt after losing his patience with others. Father Benedetto responded with the following: "Do not be upset by these outbursts, though you should never be satisfied with them. If the Lord does not give you the grace of inexhaustible and continuous gentleness, it is to leave you with a means to practice holy humility. As penance, every time you let yourself go, you must show yourself twice as gentle immediately." So, as we just heard, Father Benedetto did not view Padre Pio's outbursts as anything too serious. He did not accuse Padre Pio of having a hardened heart. Instead, he advised using these moments as opportunities to practice the virtue of humility and to offer gentleness whenever he felt he had lost his patience. And, as many of you certainly know, Padre Pio was one of the most hard-working and kindest individuals humanity has ever known. He dedicated his entire life to serving others, truly embodying the image of Christ. In light of this, Bishop Carta concludes by saying, "I am happy to renew my testimony on the meekness and deepest gentleness of Padre Pio's heart. How I admired every time I met him, the gentleness with which he treated not only me, but also when I presented to him sinners, people distant from the faith, and even those outside of the Catholic Church. I will never forget his smile, which was so gentle, kind, luminous, and radiant. A reflection of the smile of Jesus, with a heart overflowing with love for all humanity and mercy for every prodigal son." And with that, we conclude Bishop Carta's account. Now, I would just like to mention that after opening up to several priests about my own struggles with impatience, they remarkably shared the same piece of advice with me: to incorporate a simple yet powerful prayer from the Litany of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It goes like this: "Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like your own." I always pray this right after completing the rosary. I close my eyes and I imagine Jesus on the cross, patiently enduring suffering out of his boundless love for humanity. I sincerely believe this prayer, this short meditation, has helped me on many levels. So, if any of you listening struggle with impatience, I urge you to embrace this powerful prayer. And if any of you already have experiences with this prayer, or any other involving Jesus' heart, please let me know in the comment section below. Thank you for listening, and don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024, and give at least £10, usually 20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below.